Sabbath School Lessons from the Bible. The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant. How can it be that the Most High of the universe is willing to make a covenant with you? How can it happen that a relationship with your Creator may succeed? Wednesday. A great and mighty nation. This was the promise for Abraham. Your descendants, they will be a great and mighty nation. We read this in Genesis 12, chapter 2. I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Abraham couldn't do anything to get this by himself. It was a promise made by the Almighty God out of love. He loved Abraham because Abraham loved God and trusted him and followed him. He lived a life of obedience to God and was blessed and blessed and blessed because of this. And this blessing should go on for the descendants if they lived like Abraham and trusted and loved God and were obedient to him. In the book of Deuteronomium, so it's the fifth book written by Moses, we read in chapter 4 these important verses. I read from verse 6 onwards. Keep therefore and do them these words of the Lord, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes. And what would they say? Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. A wise and understanding people. If they follow God's command, then peoples around will say, oh, what a wise and understanding people, these Israelites. It's great what we can read here. For what nation, he goes on saying here, is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which has set before you this day? Is there anyone? Is there any other nation who is so blessed and is so wise in its understanding because of this? Because they love the Lord, they trust him, and they follow him in an obedient manner. That's the mystery. Only a few things. It's a relationship. And a relationship born out of love and trust, it works. And it works as long as love and trust is there. Mistrusting. That's a crisis for a relationship. Whenever we sin, we mistrust God in a way. We say, okay, we know this is the way and we should go there and it's correct. But I think this plan which I have is better. So I go this way. That's kind of mistrust. You're mistrusting what he has said. And this is sin. And no blessing will follow because what God tells you is a way where he is able to bless you. When you leave the way of blessing, how could it work? It do just the opposite, and then it won't work. So trust and love him and follow him, and you will be blessed.